With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she and other senators are pressuring the UN to investigate sexual assault by Hamas. Ernst says the United Nations is one organization that should be the most concerned about the rights of Jewish women.
But the UN has really abandoned any facade of being a human rights group. You can't pick and choose when you are condemning horrible, abhorrent actions.
Senator Ernst was interviewed recently by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, also on the Salem Radio Network, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the poor southern border amounts to a national security crisis.
I mean, 7 million, roughly 7 million known border crossings illegally, at least 2 million gotaways. That's twice the population of my state of Louisiana. We had 12,000 people come over the border one day last week on Wednesday.
Johnson says Republicans are eager to pass a spending bill to help Israel and Ukraine, but says Democrats must also agree to address the border. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones's latest bankruptcy plan would pay Sandy Hook families a minimum total of $55 million over 10 years. Just a fraction of the $1.5 billion awarded to the relatives in lawsuits against Jones for calling the 2012 Newtown school shooting a hoax. The families, meanwhile, have filed their own proposal seeking to liquidate nearly all of Jones's assets, including his media company Free Speech Systems, and give the proceeds to them and other creditors. U.S. military says an American warship shot down 14 attack drones over the Red Sea early Saturday. Britain's Royal Navy says they downed another that was targeting commercial ships. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have launched a series of attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. SRN News. Some state capitals getting good news at Christmas.
Thanks to the efforts of the American Nativity Scene Committee and the Thomas More Society, 43 capitals will have a manger scene on their grounds this Christmas, a record number. Thomas More spokesman Tom Brecka tells the Christian Post that the nativity scenes are important because they represent, quote, an exercise of fundamental constitutional rights that, if not exercised, are going to be lost or forgotten about. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers are renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures to accomplish that have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins next month. It's a step no state has taken since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year, which caused rapid shifts in the nation's abortion landscape. This is SRN News. Another food recall.
Quaker Oats recalling several of its granola products because it says the foods could be contaminated with salmonella. The company asking customers to throw out certain types of granola bars as well as granola cereals. The company says thus far it has not received any reports of salmonella infections related to the recalled foods. Customers are being asked to report their recalled products to the company for information and reimbursement. Jason Walker reporting.
Four California men charged with running a drug ring that sent hundreds of pounds of cocaine and methamphetamine to Australia, New Zealand, and parts of the Pacific. Authorities say the shipments were disguised as everything from car parts to instant noodles. Two of the men now in federal custody, while two others still remain at large. More news at srnnews.com.